אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל
We're reading in Kabbalah for the student page 141. We're reading item 64 in the introduction to the book of Zohar. We're starting in the middle of the item, in the second paragraph. We'll remind you that you can ask questions at Kadva TV. Selected questions will be asked during the lesson. So again, page 141, in the middle of item 64, in the introduction to the book of Zohar. Thus, although the first generations were more important than the latter generations in the essence of their souls, because the purer is selected to come to the world first, with respect to the wisdom of the Torah, it is increasingly revealed in the latter generation. This is so for the reason we have mentioned, that the overall measure is completed specifically by the latter ones. This is why more complete lights are extended to them, although their own essence is far worse.
It's clear to us. It's the inverse relation between light and vessels. We are the worst, the last one, on the bottom, but the correction is by the correction of those worst vessels, because they carry this heaviness compared to the souls that came out in the very beginning, in the previous generations. In the first few thousands of years, they were purer souls. It was easier for them to attain spirituality. That's why they had different methods. Eat a slice of bread, eat a glass of water, and sleep on the floor. Whereas with us, it's not working. Only the reforming light. We are already in the generation where everyone can engage in the wisdom of Kabbalah using this means, the reforming light, and in this way to attain the corrections. So the first generations were purer, easier to attain spirituality, they're bigger. We are more corrupt. It's harder for us to attain spirituality. That's why we have greater means. But that's our generation. So we have an inverse relation between the first generations and their work, and the last generations and our work. That's it.
So the former generations are more important than their importance in their bestowal?
The importance of their souls. It was easier for them to attain, because they were purer and they could have attained more. But when they attain, they did not attain, or rather, if today we will attain like as they attained, we can discover much bigger lights, and we're doing it, and we discover it. But where are those lights expanding? They're revealed in their souls, because there's an inverse relation between the lights and the vessels. Even if I'm in Malchut, where's the light revealed when I attain it in Malchut? In Ketel. So through our work here, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Akiva, Baal Sulam, all the great ones, they all rise. We raise them.
This means...
And we get only a little tail, a little illumination from there. Until the end of correction, that's how it works.
Meaning, because we do our work, our ability to bestow to the Creator grows.
We are doing the work, but the work itself is a result of the work, and they are revealed in the higher degrees. Therefore, we don't feel so much what we're doing.
But what does it mean that even though their own essence is the worst, What does it mean that their essence is the worst?
Even though the first generations are more important than the last generations, with the essence of their soul, by their essence they were purer. That is because the purest was created first to come to the world. Nevertheless, from the perspective of the wisdom of Torah, it is revealed more and more in the latter generations, the worst, the hard, the heavy. This is so for the reason we have mentioned, that the overall measure is completed specifically by, in general, they come down and down and down, more and more souls come down, and they fill it, fill the space. Specifically by the latter ones, this is why more complete lights are extended to them, although their own essence is far worse. I need to draw this as well. Didn't think so. Keter Chochma Bina, Chesed Gvura Tiferet, Netzach Hod Yesod Malchut. 2000. The first generations, this is the first generation. It's working with what? With the coarseness, shorish. Second generation, shorish, the root coarseness. Second generation, coarseness, degree Aleph, and our generation works with Bet, Gimel, and Dalet, 2, 3, and 4. So accordingly, in addition, we have in an inverse relation between lights and vessels. So just like in the Partsuf, as much as Malchut is raising a view of Shorosh, coarseness of Shorosh, the light is small, Aleph, the light is greater, Bet, greater, Gimel, greater, Dalet, the greatest. The degree of light, of reflected light, depends on the coarseness. This is coarseness, aviut, thickness, coarseness. And these lights are reflected light. And correspondingly... No, it's not. It's okay. And correspondingly, what expands in them is Or Yashar, direct light. Meaning the worse vessels that we work with, but we correct them. Of course, you correct them thanks to the generations that were before you. Meaning if I correct something, everyone before me are working in order for the light to come to me, to awaken me. No, I don't need it. It's don't disturb us. Excuse me. And that's how we're working. The lights come through the upper ones, but the ones who awaken them are the lower ones. An inverse relation between light and vessels. The thicker the vessel, the greater the light. Next.
We're in item 65. Hence, we could ask, why then it is forbidden to disagree with the first in the revealed Torah? It is because, as far as the practical part of the mitzvot is concerned, it is to the contrary. The first were more complete in them than the last. This is because the act extends from the holy kelim of the sefirot, and the secrets of the Torah and the ta'amim, the flavors of the mitzvah, extend from the lights in the sefirot. You already know that there's an inverse relation between the lights and the vessels. In the kelim, the higher one grows first, as in item 62, which is why the first were more complete in the practical part than the last. But with the lights, where the lower ones enter first, the last are more complete than the first.
They worked more in action, we work more in intention. Next.
Item 66. Bear in mind that in everything...
Why was it so? Because it was easier for them. It was felt in them more. They could feel, they could sense that even in the actions, the corporeal actions, how by that they are activating spiritual forces. Even with their corporeal actions, because it was closer, the coarseness was not as great, such that separates the action from the intention. It wasn't inverted to that extent, the lights and the vessels.
Item 66. Bear in mind that in everything there is internality and externality. In the world in general, Israel, the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, are considered the internality of the world, and the 70 nations are considered the externality of the world. Also, there is internality within Israel themselves, which are the wholehearted workers of the Creator, and there is externality, those who do not devote themselves to the work of the Creator. Among the nations of the world, there is internality as well, which are the righteous of the nations of the world, and there is externality, which are the rude and the harmful among them. Additionally, among the servants of the Creator, among the children of Israel, there is internality, being those rewarded with comprehension of the soul of the internality of the Torah and its secret, and externality, who merely observe the practical part of the Torah. Also, there is internality in every person from Israel. There is Israel within, which is the point in the heart, and externality, which is the inner nations of the world, the body itself. But even the inner nations of the world in that person are considered proselytes, since by cleaving to the internality, they become like proselytes from among the nations of the world that came and cleaved to the whole of Israel.
Meaning, according to the degrees of coarseness, thickness, we can divide the people in this way. There are such people in all the nations. It doesn't matter completely. Even in Israel, there are those who are like that, and in the nations of the world, and specifically in the nations of the world, there are those who lean towards the wisdom of Kabbalah very much, and it was in all generations, also in those times. Not in the group of Abraham, but rather those who needed a group, who joined the group from Egypt and later. And then in the days of the prophets, Rabbi Akiva, and so on. In short, it does not belong to that root point that the representatives of 70 nations, headed by Abraham, left Babylon. Meaning this thing is continuing throughout all of history. And it depends completely only on the awakening of the point in the heart. And in whom it is awakened, it is awakened. And if in whom it is not, then it is not. We nevertheless have to try and publicize the wisdom of Kabbalah amongst everyone, and especially among those who are seemingly, according to corporeality, according to what we can see with our eyes, are closer to realization of the point in the heart. But what's written here, Israel, nations of the world, more like this, more like that, even in one person and everyone together, but it depends only on the point in the heart that shines inside the heart of a person. We see it. We know it. We see it on ourselves and in everyone.
Item 67. When a person from Israel enhances and dignifies one's internality,
meaning in Israel, when he has a tendency towards the purpose of creation,
which is the Israel in that person, over the externality, which are the nations of the world in him. That is, when one dedicates the majority of one's efforts to enhance and exalt one's internality, to benefit one's soul, and gives minor efforts, the mere necessity to sustain the nations of the world in him, meaning the bodily needs, as it is written, make your Torah permanent and your labor temporary. By so doing, one makes the children of Israel soar upwards in the internality and externality of the world as well, and the nations of the world, which are the externality, to recognize and acknowledge the value of the children of Israel. And if, God forbid, it is to the contrary, and an individual from Israel enhances and appreciates one's externality, which is the nations of the world in him, more than the inner Israel in him, as it is written, the stranger that is in the midst of thee, meaning the externality in that person rises and soars, and you yourself, the internality, the Israel in you, plunges down. With these actions, one causes the externality of the world in general, the nations of the world, to soar ever higher and overcome Israel, degrading them to the ground, and the children of Israel, the internality of the world, to plunge deep down.
Meaning, it all depends on the extent to which we engage in the wisdom of Kabbalah and we bring the light for the correction of creation. And accordingly, we either rise or descend according to the nations of the world that ascend and descend. But in general, we are included together with all the nations and everyone's ascent depends only on us.
Good morning, Rav.
Good morning.
Rav, how should I take all this 67 and to put it in my brain?
You have to read it many times. I remember myself, also what he's writing here. It really starts from item 66. It doesn't fall into place. You have to read and read and think and write perhaps maybe a sentence or two and several times over some time. It's not that you can understand it in one day. And around this to speak, to talk.
No, Rav, the thing is that he writes things here that are really breaking my mind over.
Very good. Go into our lessons over the years. I'm sure that at least once a year we studied this introduction and we spoke about it. Maybe what we said before might be closer to you, more understood to you than what we are speaking about it today, more shorthand.
He writes here that to increase the internality and the externality only as necessity, all these things, it's really...
Yeah, we spoke about that.
And Gilad is reading so beautifully. I don't know how he finds the words.
Externality means various external things that belong to the keeping of Torah mitzvot, and internality means the intentions. Okay.
Just how to increase the internality, Rav. How to increase?
Constantly think of the intention. What am I doing? Why am I doing this for? What do I need to do in order to attain the purpose of creation, which is adhesion in the Creator? Who is the Creator? The bestower. So I need to be the bestower. How do I come to bestowal if I'm all from reception? I need to receive an upper force, the reforming light. How do I receive this? Only if I'm asking. How can I ask? Bestowal. I'm all entirely reception. If I pass my request of reception through the group, it is transformed into a request for bestowal, and then I receive it. I receive the reforming light.
But it's still in order to receive. What's different here?
You remain in receiving, but your intention becomes in bestowal. We remain in reception. The coarseness, the will to receive, is not purified. It simply assumes on itself a new intention.
No, not in order to receive. To receive, I stay there. That's not a problem. The problem is you said that you replaced the bestowal, but you're still receiving. Aren't you?
No, no. You receive from the Creator in order to bestow. And by that, you give Him contentment. And by that, you become a bestower. You exchange the importance of the action with the importance of the intention. For you, what's important now is the intention. You live in the intention. I have to receive, I receive. I have to bestow, I bestow. But what's the important thing? The important thing is the intention. The main thing is to bestow to Him. In order to bestow to Him, I have to receive. I'll receive. Bring it.
What does it mean, what you just said?
Like the guest and the host. If I know that what I will receive from the host will be in order to give him contentment, and I only receive in order to give him contentment, then I receive. And it's not considered reception. It's considered bestowal.
But how? No, what is this intention you're talking about? What did you just said?
What is your intention? I intend to do good to the host. The host lacks nothing. He wants me to receive. Ah, he wants it. Okay, so he's got a desire. So what can I do? I can fill his desire, but his desire is to give. Okay. Meaning, how do I receive his desire to give? By receiving from him. So I open my mouth and I receive. But do you want to receive by yourself? I want it greatly. Oh, so you receive it for yourself? No. Before that, I perform a restriction. I'm not receiving for myself. I'm receiving only for the host. And if not for him, I would not receive. This is called the wisdom of reception, Kabbalah. It's the wisdom of how to receive.
This, how? What is this restriction?
Okay, I'm going to open up for you the whole...
No, I have to do it now, right here. How can you perform this restriction?
The host is so important that you just don't want to fill yourself. You only want to give him.
And he will know of it?
He will know. And even if he doesn't know, what do you care?
Because that's what's important, the intention, right?
Yeah, but if you will know that he knows, will that change what you're doing?
No.
Oh, okay, then it's fine. Then you can know. And he will know. Be as two lovers. Moscow.
Вопрос, Раф, от Алексея из московской группы.
Question from Alexei from the Moscow group. We're learning that the point in the heart is the highest degree of the development of the desire. The question is, why is it with the Jews that they have the greatest desire in our world? Their point in the heart doesn't wake up more than in others.
Their point in the heart is hidden behind their great ego. It's called stiff-necked, stubborn. We have to break the will to receive in order to extract from it the point in the heart. That's specifically because of their great ego. You have to blow up the ego, and then the point in the heart will emerge. It's very difficult, very difficult. But what can you do? Where do they get it from? The will to receive in them grows according to the point in the heart. And that's why they are the toughest. The people who came to Abraham in Babylon, from the 70 nations in Babylon, and connected around him, they were the hardest people of all of Babylon. If you had seen who came to Abraham, he would have said, Abraham, get out of here. Look who's coming to you. They're going to eat you alive. That's how it is. But what did he say? No, there's no choice. Otherwise, it will not be correction. I have to work with them until I awaken them, and then we will advance. Look at Moses, how much he suffered from these people, how they jumped on him in every page of the Bible. What is it written? Every time. The people refuse, the people don't want, the people this, the people that. This is a stiff-necked people, stubborn. Why? Because the point in the heart is taking the raw desire that exists in regular people and raises this desire to such a height that it becomes so cruel and vicious. They hear nothing. Very stubborn. Very egoistic. And together with that, smart. You understand how difficult it is? But there's no other way. We have to work. This is the people we have. We have to work with him, with it. We want to work with the whole world. Let's hope that the world will join, enlist to this work. Be'er Sheva.
Amnon.
You're also going to bless us?
Yes, I'm a guest here in Be'er Sheva, and the way the group here received me, it's amazing. They're great people from Be'er Sheva. Rav, my question is, if we, the people of Israel, the revelation of the Kabbalah depends on us, how much is the dissemination we do enough? And how can we increase the dissemination in Israel and the nations of the world to increase the connection?
We must do it. The question is, can we succeed? Let's do it. I don't see that we understand this importance that much. I don't see in those groups like in Be'er Sheva and what we have in Israel and Guadalajara and all those other groups in all over the world. Pressure the people of Israel, the nation of Israel, pressure the Jews that are amongst you there or in all those countries. And all the nations, let's hurry up and advance towards the end of correction. Otherwise, we awaken the negative, the evil forces. You have what to add?
Yes, Rav, here there stems a question. How can we increase this? What should we do?
Only through dissemination in our work. Oh, we need to be more concentrated. Connection between us and this as much as possible. I'm talking about dissemination all the time. But, you know, how people hear it. Oh, well, if it's according to my role, I will do it. He doesn't understand that he's correcting his soul by that. It's a role? Okay. If it's not a role, then it's not okay. You understand? When I'm asking, how many books did they sell for over the last month or last year? They're not saying. They're not telling me. Well, we're doing. And the problem is importance. We're still not in that. Let's hope we'll get better. We have the month of forgiveness before us and then repentance.
Zohar lesson. You're all invited to watch us tonight, 5:45 Israel time, with the Zohar lesson with Rav Lightman. Open Friday. Friends from all over Israel, viewers of our channel, you're all invited to come over to join us to a special lesson and meal. Friday, 2:45 a.m., 12 Nevatim Street, Petach Tikva. For registration, please call 1-700-519-219. Thank you to our TV viewers. Meeting the wisdom of Kabbalah. Kabbalah College is happy to invite you to a special course of the wisdom of Kabbalah tonight at Carmiel. For details, go to our website or call us 1-700-509-209. Thank you. Have a good day.
This is the night when I can't wait myself. I need you here. I'm calling for your help. I keep on searching for light. My heart feels frozen in this broken piece of life. Won't you please, 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 please help me? Let's do it together. No one is ever on their own. We'll break these walls between us. Let's fill the emptiness. And we'll never be alone. Like when